Okay. All right. So I got my shit together here now. I was making some notes earlier, and I better tell my crew the show will be ready at midnight. Jesus Christ, on a fucking crutch, man. Show will be ready at midnight. Show ready at midnight. Show ready at midnight. At the end of the day. There's no me without you. How do you weigh in this precious stone? So I basically offered, my offer to Russia. Twitter, got rid of the thing. Offer to, troll. Coach Dozier and Larry Grover. Those are my two. Dozier's pissed off about the World Cup. Larry Grover upset about John Schnatter. Is that his name? Schnatter? Schnatter? At the end of the day. Judging by the Apple Notes statement. I find people on Twitter don't quite know how to take me. Some people think that I'm being a smartass all the time, so they get really defensive. For instance, I'll just say something really innocuous like, good job. And they'll think I'm being like, there's some meaning in it. You know? Or they try to out smartass me or something. Like I said to Christian O'Connell, hey man, good luck in Australia. Yeah, I'm going there to get away from you. I didn't even fucking talk to the guy in, I don't know how long, on Twitter. The only time I ever talked to him was on Twitter. Anyway, maybe he hates me. I'm kidding. How you doing, Brea? Brea, come here. Come here, baby. Fucking cat. Who knew, man? What are you gonna do, man? I find out a lot about people, man, the way they treat animals. I know all I need to know about somebody, man. I'm not saying it makes them a good person if they treat an animal well, but if they don't treat animals well, it makes them a piece of shit. Not worthy of walking the earth. I'm not saying that I would do anything to end their lives, not at all. But I would stay as far away from those motherfuckers as I could. And if I saw them hurting an animal, I can't guarantee what I would do or not do. I can't. And at my age, I don't give a fuck about dying or going to prison. That's the good thing about getting old. I know for some, I don't fear death and I do not fear jail. So, that frees you up mentally from a lot of things, So if I saw somebody mistreating an animal, I know how I feel about that. I know what I think of people to do that. So I can't, I can't guarantee anything, man. There's so many fucking pieces of shit in the world these days, man. You, it's like, take a number. We're dealing with this douchebag. We'll get to you in a second.
This precious stone.
All right, well, I was looking up Bobby Dooley here, is what I was. Where are you, Bobby? Come on, bitch. What?
What? What?
There you go. the fuck is going on around here, man? All right, man, what time have we got here? Only 9 minutes in. So, Bobby, what's your trip today here, honey?
Hmm?
What you saying, Bobby? Oh, okay. She ain't saying shit. Well, I don't know.
God damn it.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got Larry Grover. We're going to definitely need Larry and, and Vernon is at Subway. Testing 1, 2. So, Larry Grover is at, no, Larry's just, where is he, man? He's at home. I wish I had the sound of, like, gardening going on, like, you know, the sound of chopping hedges or something like that. And then we need Larry at the restaurant. Coach Dozier. Fucking, that's a Subway. It sounds like it's mobbed. I'm sure. Subway sandwiches. we're out here having a really good time. It's a... It's a Subway sandwich shop. Oh, fuck. Yeah, we'll use that. Idle, 19... Oh, shit. and then traffic. How do you weigh in this precious stone? Something like city. I think we had city traffic.
May 8th, 1988.
What happened on May 8th, 1988? Nothing I want to remember, I'll tell you that. Not a goddamn thing I want to remember. It was the NHL playoffs. I know where I was in May of 88. I think I went to Detroit, and I saw the Lakers take on the Detroit Pistons. I was there for KLSX. All right. Jesus. All right, where's our thing, man? Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hello.
Come on, motherfucker, let's go. John Taffer. John Taffer. my man. I want you to listen to his new show, his new podcast called No Excuse with John Taffer. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend, as he brings his straight talk and unapologetic approach to daily topics and current events. And I've heard this guy telling people when they're trying to put together a bar. He's very, very well known there in the, as they say, hospitality areas. And he tells these people just to shut it down because they suck. Let's try this again. John Taffer.